When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Burp, straight into the window. Why? Because they can't see.
Isn't that what happened to the owl here in New York City? Flocko the owl.
So the owl flew into a window.
And died.
Did they investigate it?
Investigate what? He couldn't handle it. He flew into a window.
Poor Flocko. Moment of silence. Quick. Flocko.
3, 2, 1. All right, let's go to Barry in Astoria. Barry, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I mean, we could do a little edible or smoke a little boobange.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Boy, how we get to some of the areas that we get to is somewhat remarkable. I thought it was official, because it doesn't make sense that he would post this without it being official. But let me set you up for it right now. You were scrolling Instagram and you saw a photo on Bronny's Instagrams with a photo of him in a Duke uniform, correct?
That's what I saw, yeah.
So
I don't see anything official anywhere when I'm
I don't see anything official either, but I know that he was very interested in going to Duke. I know originally there was thoughts that he could go to Duke. It feels like Bronny going to Duke, even if it's not official yet. Although it's weird that he would post a photo of himself in a Duke jersey without winding up going there. It feels like that will be the landing spot to me. And there's such like Duke, Kentucky, like that kind of notoriety and publicity. And I think LeBron would enjoy that. And I think it's good for recruiting purposes. Like it just kind of it adds up.
Well, I understand that, but he's also, I mean, LeBron also had the chance to watch him play at USC since they live in L.A.
Right, but I don't even think I saw his final list. I don't even think a team out West was on that final list. It was all East Coast teams.
Yeah, well, this changes the plan for LeBron now, because there was still some thought that he would still, I mean, after going through the cardiac arrest and everything else, I mean, the fact that he's actually back on the court playing basketball is miraculous.
It's amazing. The thing is, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
But he wasn't ready to turn pro.
No, he's not. He's not very good in college.
No, he wasn't ready.
I mean, he averaged 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists in his freshman season. So here were the favorites to land Bronny: Duke, Ohio State, Xavier, and Rutgers. So we'll. I guess it's not official yet, but we'll certainly keep an eye on it. And I think that's a big listen, because he's playing wise, it's pretty much he's irrelevant, right? Let's be honest about it. But what him going to whatever school he winds up at would be a big deal, just for notoriety alone.
Yeah, well, you also said that Duke's, I mean, the incoming class for Duke is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
With Cooper Flagg, and then you said even, I mean, there's...
They have like four of the top 16 recruits in all of college basketball.
Listen, he wants to put himself in the best spot to have a really good sophomore season and then turn pro.
Right.
To keep the dream alive that he's going to get a chance to play with his dad.
So how old would, at that point, LeBron be? 41?
Yeah, and I was watching something yesterday with him, too, and he was just kind of... I don't know if it was just the mood he was in, but he's like, yeah, I'm almost done.
I saw that a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
Where they start, and it's just like you can feel the kind of beginning of the end, I guess, with LeBron. Now, that being said, he's still unbelievable.
Yeah,
he scored
like 40, the other day.
Yeah, 40 points against the Nets the other night.
How he takes care of his body, longevity, the amount of...
It's amazing watching him play.
I mean, what did he compare himself to? It's like if you got a 2003 Escalade, and you haven't changed the tires, and it's 2024. Like, that's how his feet feel. The amount of minutes he's played. He wants to play in the Olympics now. I mean, it just doesn't stop.
All right, so Lonnie in Harlem sent me a tweet. He said, Bronny is in the transfer portal right now. He's been posting pictures of himself in different schools' uniforms all over Instagram.
Who's been teasing.
Yeah. So I guess he has one in Ohio State.
I don't follow.
It
just popped, for some reason, it just popped
just
up.
Just popped up. All right. I wouldn't be surprised, Duke, but we will certainly find out. So Yankees lose last night. Back in action.
Well, but Ohio State, though, was dead. With Ohio State.
He's from there.
Yeah.
So you see the new head coach, right? Duquesne won that game against BYU, I guess, in the tournament. The head coach at Duquesne was LeBron's high school coach. I don't know if you knew that.
Because he sent them sneakers.
The guy that they just replaced, because he retired. It had been known he was going to retire at the end of this tournament run. The guy that he replaced him with, I forget his name, was LeBron's teammate. That's St. Vincent St. Mary's, in Akron. So yeah, if you have any connection to LeBron, you're going to wind up doing well.
That is, of all the things that he's done, better than almost everyone, to go from where they're showing us high school games on ESPN. You know, self-proclaimed chosen one, chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan, to have the kind of career that he's had with the championships. With no missteps. But how he handled the whole... Because this happens to... I mean, you want to read horror stories of athletes that go broke. And it usually ends up... I was one of the only ones who made it out. Felt like I had to give back. I have horror stories of buddies that this happens to where everyone's got their hand out. But a lot of these guys have people around them that are their closest friends that they end up with for as their career goes along, and they end up paying for them for everything. And that's how they end up.
But what he's done, he's actually buoyed his friends and connections to do well on their own.
Exactly right.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable what he's done.
I mean, he's opened up a charter school in Akron. I mean, the amount of money he's given back.
The most powerful agency. One of the most powerful agencies in the NFL, NBA.
It's really, he is. You talk about the golden goose.
Like, talk about like not just like taking care of your buddies, like empowering your buddies to take care of themselves.
But it's almost like a parent. Like your goal as a parent is to raise your children so that you can, when they're 18, kind of push them out on their own and have them succeed. That's what LeBron has done with these guys.
Right, but most guys just pay their buddies to be their buddies.
That's why he's such a mastermind of kind of developing this.
Like, just hang out with me and I'll pay you to hang out with me. No, it's like, no, I'm not going to pay you to hang out with me.
Right, but I'm going to help you become the best version of
that's
you.
That's going to help us in the long run.
I got to tell you, man, he to be in the spotlight from 17 to 40, and the biggest misstep you can say he's ever made is that, and for charity, by the way, had his announcement at the Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich. Good for him.
And on top of that, you know he's going to end up owning the team in Vegas.
Well, it's worth over $1 billion.
That's going to be...
Of course, that's his plan in place. So, speaking of the NBA, I don't know where you fall in on this. I don't want to say I'm worried, but I certainly don't feel as great as I did about the Knicks as I did, say, 5 days ago. Right? It was only last Friday that we sat here doing the show discussing, like, is this going to be the 2 seed in the East? Is this going to be the 3 seed in the East? I don't really envision worse than the 3. Well, now you're the 5. Philadelphia gets back Embiid. They're the 8. Miami might be better than you anyway. They're the 7. They beat you last night. I don't know. I mean, again, it feels like such an emotional roller coaster with the Knicks right now. Because you don't know who's coming back. You don't know when they're coming back. You don't know if you're going to win these games. You're going to blow these games or move up to the 3 or the 2 or have Boston or not have Boston. Like, these final 7 games of the season have huge meaning for this team.
I think it would definitely change how you felt if you knew for certain that OG and Julius were coming back. Right? I think if you knew that for certain, you would say, yeah, I would like to win as many of these games as possible. But I like our chances because when this team is healthy... You saw what they're capable of doing. Even just getting OG back. Well, I mean, what this team is with OG, record-wise. But you don't. There's some questions as to whether or not... I think they're coming back, but that's just me. And there are some other people that have concerns. Right now, when you look at where they're at and how jumbled up this thing is, man, I mean, this is all it takes. You're on that good run, you're taking care of business, and all of a sudden you drop a game against San Antonio that you should have won.
But it's so fickle.
And then you play two good teams, and you play an OKC team you should have won. Against, but SGA hits the big shot late, and then a Miami team that's now rounding into playoff form, and Terry Rozier goes nuts.
But it's that fine if a you lose this game. The San Antonio's a bad loss, and I know you don't think it's as bad as I do, but that loss against Oklahoma City is
good
bad. They're a good team, but you led by 10 points going into the fourth quarter.
I understand that.
And you're home. And SGA wasn't feeling right. Like, he was questionable for the game heading into that game. So something's clearly not right.
I know, but
with
that's
him.
A good team.
I get it.
Josh Giddey had a great
fourth quarter.
But San Antonio
stinks.
Jalen Williams.
San Antonio stinks.
Outside of Victor Wembanyama, that's the youngest team in the league. I think that's the youngest team that Pop's ever coached.
He went for 40 and 20. You had a guy go for 61 and a guy go for 40 and 20 in the same game.
Yeah, I don't know how. Just watching him play, man. I mean, how he's able at that size.
Well, he's so coordinated.
Like, that's what I mean.
Typically, when a guy's that big, he can be clumsy and awkward, but he's not it at all. Like, even you watch Edie, who's 7'4", and there's, like, very elbowy and kind of gangly and Chet Holmgren.
Wemby handles the ball like he's a guard.
His wingspan is like a hawk.
Great defensively.
So here we are, 44-31. So clearly, I think it's fair to say health more important than where you finish here.
No. You
don't think so?
Within the top six.
I tell you, you're going to have all your guys, but you're going to finish 7.
Well, you're still, I mean, listen, you finish 7, you feel like you're still going to get in.
But then you're going to have Milwaukee in round 1.
Right. No. Not necessarily. You got to win. I mean, 7 plays 8.
But I'm assuming you're going to get in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but there's a difference here. 7 plays 8, Embiid's back, you lose that game, now you got to win one more,
one
now
game,
you're 8.
Or you're done.
Now you're 8.
But you're not that, here's what's so
now
upsetting.
You're playing Boston in the first round.
It's not like you're 8, like, you're 2 games in the loss column from being in the play-in. It's right there. As good as you've been, with all these wins, and the 2 seed or the 3 seed, and let's avoid Boston, it is right there to fall and be the 7 or the 8. Probably the 7.
Yeah, but that doesn't... You're missing the point, though. That doesn't matter if you're the 7 or the 8. All that means is your 7 is playing 8.
Right. No, I understand that.
And if you lose that game to a now healthy Philly team...
Now you're playing one game for your season.
Well, which I think you'll win, but that means now I'm playing Boston in the first round. 7 doesn't mean you finish 7. If 7 loses to 8, 8 finishes 7.
So 7 loses to 8, now 8 becomes the best you can do.
Yes.
Could you imagine that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, it matters. You got to be within the 6.
You got to go within the 6. So maybe the best spot
is 6.
Is 6.
With all you guys healthy?
All you guys healthy, Cleveland first round, you're winning that series. Then I got Milwaukee.
As opposed to Boston.
And again, I don't think Milwaukee's any soft landing spot by any stretch. But it's easier than Boston.
Well, yeah, there's a reason why Boston is 12 games up on Milwaukee.
They're 59-16. They're 32-3 at home.
That's pretty good.
That's good, unbelievable. Right? All right, so right now, we'll go around the horn. Right now, Boston or the field in the Eastern Conference go to the NBA Finals.
Am I putting money on this?
Yeah, you got to put money on it. Not real money, but yes, you have to put money on it.
No, because you're going to yell at me because I should take the field.
I would take the field.
Better money is the field.
So you're going to go with the field?
Yeah, because I'm going to stick to you.
All right. RJ, Boston or the field to go to the NBA final?
I really want to say Boston.
Okay. You could say Boston.
But I would take the field. I want to say Boston.
So say Boston.
All right, I'll take Boston.
It feels like you're being pressured into it.
I want to. They're so good at home, and this feels like they're aware of.
They have to win it this year.
Yeah, like everyone is aware of what's going on. But I just have some questions on Tatum when games get close.
Well, more on Jaylen. What Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown is the one taking big shots for them, and I need the ball in Tatum's hands. But sometimes when the ball's in Tatum's hands, it doesn't go well. So until I see it, it's hard for me to de facto say Boston. Like the Bucks are champions. Like,
yeah, Miami is no pushover. If Embiid is back, right?
Could you imagine Boston getting Philly in round 1?
How good would that be? First of all, they don't like each other. There's a history there.
Great.
And now you're going to have Embiid back? And you very well might. Like, Philly currently is in the 8th spot.
You realize there's a potential road for Boston? Potentially. Like, we have to see how it plays out. If the Sixers dropped and the 7th seed would eventually play, or the 8th seed would play Boston, then you have to play, let's say, the Knicks. Then you have to play the Bucks.
Right. And then, like, Denver.
Oh.
Raymond, you going Boston at the field here?
I told you months ago I didn't think Boston was coming out of the East.
And you stand by that?
And I stand by that.
So not only changed. Like would you take the field, you don't believe Boston gets to the NBA Finals.
For reasons RJ's mentioned, they're under so much pressure. They haven't faced any bit of adversity this year. They have a reputation for being that team that when the pressure isn't on them, they can't come through. I'm not taking them. Okay. I don't know who's going to knock them off. Somebody in the East is not.
All right, I got one more question, and we'll get to stuff you missed. Western Conference, Denver, the field.
In that case, Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, money would tell you to take the field.
Yes.
Right. Money would tell you to take the field.
But that's fine. I mean,
but I'm telling you right now, if Denver finishes with the one seed,
mm-hmm.
then you got to go through. I mean, for the entirety of the Western Conference.
Well, they are right now the one seed.
Right. By half a game, though.
Right. But Minnesota also doesn't have their second best player.
Yeah, OKC, though, too, sitting there half game behind them.
Right.
By the way, so point differential, right? Sometimes, I mean, I mentioned the Yankees, they're 5-1,
right.
Not a great run differential, but right. still they're finding ways. Boston is plus 11.5. The closest to that.
Plus 11.5.
Points.
Per
point
game.
Differential.
Okay.
They average almost 121, and they give up just under 110. The next closest to that is Oklahoma City at 7.2. And they're 11.5.
Well, they have the best record in the NBA for a reason.
I mean, you were talking about amount of pressure.
And they bludgeon teams,
right? To finish the season the right way.
So what do they have? They're 59-16. They've played 75. They have 7 games left. Are they going to win 64, 65 games?
Let me take a peek at their schedule here.
That's one of those, like,
maybe they don't need to. We don't need their best when they play the Knicks. Like, they can. They can.
Or maybe if we're fighting for that 6th spot, maybe we do.
You know, we need that game. They don't. I'm saying they can rest their guys.
No, but I'm saying maybe we need them to play their guys if we want to drop to that 6th spot.
So they got the Thunder, Kings.
Oh, hang on. Thunder, that's a good game. When's that?
That is today.
Well, that's nice. Is that a national game?
ESPN, 7:30.
Beautiful.
So they got the Thunder at home tonight. They have the Kings at home, Portland at home. Then they're at Milwaukee, Knicks home, Hornets home, Wizards home.
So it ends, I mean, Hornets home, Wizards home, those are wins.
Yeah, so that's 2.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. They're handing out food in the other studio, by the way, the control room.
That's a brown sugar brought candy.
Yeah.
That's Easter candy.
Brown no.
Are those chocolate eggs?
No. It's the greatest piece of gum ever invented.
Well, that's gum?
Sour.
We can't
patch.
Chew gum.
No, I can't have it right now. I put it on a napkin. I'm going to have it after.
But Raymond, I bet shoot his.
Of course. So if we bring Ray on air right now, I'd be like,
blowing bubbles.
You know me so well.
You have it in your mouth. Of course. You have no self-control whatsoever. You're like a high school boy. You have zero self-control.
Is it self-control or? Actually, maybe it's just not.
He just doesn't care.
He gave you a piece of gum and immediately he shoves it into
his
mouth.
He's Raymond. There's no way he's accepting the gum.
No.
He's working at the Garden.
Because he's buttoned up. Because then Kenny Albert's there and Don LaGreca. Right? And I got to button
truth
up all the way.
McNutt.
I think I get a little bit more respect at the Garden. So.
Wow. Do you have the same fun here that you have at the Garden?
I have fun at both.
You have as much fun at the Garden as you do here.
When the Knicks and Rangers are winning, it's fantastic.
You
loads of fun.
It's one of the most disrespectful things he's ever said to us.
No. Yeah. It's the most.
I'm hurt.
It's the most disrespectful. How dare you?
How dare you?
This is you.
Me?
Yeah, this is how you make him feel. I treat him with the utmost respect.
No, that's not true.
How dare you?
It's not true. RJ. RJ!
Yes, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm better now that I have a piece of this gum waiting for me.
just waiting.
I'll tell you what.
I can't have gum. Too much sugar. That sounds very sugary gum.
Sure you can, because...
You just ate half a pineapple. No, you can have one piece of gum.
Hey, Mike Brouncher, how much sugar is in this gum?
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free.
How's that possible?
It's magical.
You've never seen sugar-free gum?
There's chemicals and byproducts in that thing.
It's the best gum
ever. Carcinogens. I can't have stuff like that. I could die at any moment.
Stop. You're going to die from your triglycerides, not the sugar-free gum.
You only live once, Dave.
What'd you have for dinner? Turkey roll-ups and stuff.
It wasn't turkey roll. I rolled
it. Turkey roll.
I rolled it.
By the time we get to the Mets game, this guy's going to be eating a leaf for dinner. A single leaf.
Well, if we can afford to have leaves at the pregame party.
The plural of leaf is not leafs. It's leaves.
Leaves.
Yeah.
Leaves. I love how you're the plural police in the show.
Yeah, sorry. Right. You know, someone's got
to
be.
No, Rice's was right.
To be
Rice's
fair,
Rice's was correct.
To be fair, what's the hockey team in Toronto called?
The Leafs.
There you
but
go.
That's not who he was referring to.
Yes,
you know,
I was.
It doesn't matter what I say.
I was.
You are just, you know, you're my Lex Luthor. That's what you are. Your goal is to just stick in my craw at every turn here.
You're the diabolical one here, not me.
Yeah, it turns out I've been right the entire time.
Meanwhile, you're Googling.
This was a mouse.
Meanwhile, you're Googling geniuses to compare yourself to. Who's more like Lex Luthor here?
He's bought into this. He's completely on board with it.
Yeah, that's right. Einstein.
He just told John about it.
John, guess what?
He's like, did Rick diagnose this?
I might have this affliction.
He's like, I think I might have it.
RJ.
Yes.
What happened to you?
We were talking about the gum.
Oh, how's the gum?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, that's nice. All right, you want to do stuff
it's
you
delicious.
Missed?
Sure.
All right.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
I have tasty
picking up some of those microwavable rices.
That's right.
It's true. It's different grain is rices.
Switch it up a bit, fatty.
Different grains of rice is rices.
What is it, fish?
Right.
Is it fish?
There's brown rice, white rice, rice pilaf.
How about fish?
Basmati.
How about fish?
That one was wrong.
Okay.
That one was wrong.
All right.
Take the L on that one.
Who doesn't love some good fish?
A tasty gum.
So, it is tasty. Have some after before the big meeting. I'm telling you. You'll be in
there. We're going to be snapping gum in the meeting.
It's tough to chew when you're sleeping.
Choking hazard. Joel Embiid was back. We mentioned it. First time in 8 weeks, he goes for 24. And nice win for the Sixers. They beat the Thunder. Jalen Brunson, by the way, Eastern Conference Player of the Month for March.
Look, they're putting pickleball in.
they're poking.
In medicine commercials.
I didn't see it.
You see those happy people playing pickleball?
It's a very pleasing sport.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Come out, hang out with us.
May 5th.
That's right.
Pickleball America, Stamford, Connecticut.
That's
noon.
Right. Yep.
Be there.
Rajon Rondo announced his retirement on the All the Smoke podcast. He hasn't played in a couple of years, but just for...
He'd be a good coach, I think.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a savant.
Just for bookkeeping, I suppose. He is now retired. Time now for your tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. So Rick mentioned this earlier. The Iowa-LSU women's game, most watched ever. Also the most wagered on women's event of all time. Did you wager on it, Dave?
I did not. But that's because gambling is just so prevalent now. I think that's got to be the rationale behind that.
So Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Juju Watkins, Cameron Brink of Stanford, and Notre Dame's Hannah Hidalgo, your Wooden Award finalists on the women's side. On the men's side, Zach Edey, Dalton Knecht of Tennessee, RJ Davis of North Carolina, UConn's Tristan Newton, and Houston's Jamal Shedd.
RJ Davis, local product, went to
Westchester somewhere, right?
Stepanak in Westchester, yeah. Another kid you'll be hearing about, Boogie Fland, going to Kentucky from Stepanak as well.
That was your tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. Might have a ginger ale right after this gum that I'm looking forward to.
Ginger ale is a really nice beverage.
It's a nice treat. Yep. By the way,
I got the healthy ones you should try.
You got healthy ginger ales?
Yeah. The stevia ginger ale, delicious. You
but
should try
Schweppes
you.
Is very
yeah,
nice.
Have one after Schweppes. That way you can enjoy both.
Yep.
Stockton Kings head coach Lindsay Harding, the first woman to win G League Coach of the Year.
Nice.
So congratulations. Islanders score twice in the third, beat the Blackhawks 2-1 at UBS. Isles 1 point out of a playoff spot. They're 10th right now. They got to jump over the Wings and Caps, who are point up. By the way, Caps lose to the Sabres last night. You're welcome, Rick.
Thank you.
Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin score twice in a 5-goal third for the Pens. Rally down and beat the Devils, double them up 6-3. The Bruins beat the Preds 3-0. They climb up within a point of the Rangers.
Rangers have a game in hand, or they're now tied?
I believe they have one in hand.
Okay. I'm going to look that up while you continue along.
Rangers have a game in hand.
Okay, good.
They played 75. Boston played 76.
Good.
There you go. See, that was one of those instances where I knew the answer. But it, like when he stares
yeah,
right
he
at
makes
you.
He makes you uncomfortable.
I looked that up and then I questioned
it's
everything.
It's part of his infliction.
I like you could ask.
It's an ailment.
He stares right through you.
He's picking his teeth.
What are you doing?
He's got his microphone on, picking his teeth.
I had a little pineapple stuck in my middle tooth and I had to get it out.
Well done.
Thanks.
Mets and Tigers, by the way, that game will be made up tomorrow. Last night's rain out. At 110.
What about today's rainout?
Well, you might be looking at it.
Can we have a triple header tomorrow at City Field?
So that was originally an off day for both teams, so you could be looking at a double header tomorrow.
Wait, what are you? What's happening?
Yeah, the tomorrow.
There's a double header tomorrow,
but it's not an off day.
No,
it was
not an off day.
Originally scheduled off day. The Mets were off tomorrow originally, weren't they?
No, I thought.
No, it was an open date. There's
not, I'm so confused.
Oh, no. No, now there's a game tomorrow. I believe originally there was no game for the Mets on Thursday.
Oh. So it was originally a 3-game set, not a 4-game set.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize that.
Another thing I feel like I know the answer to.
No, I'm not playing into you because I mentioned that. I said that before to Rick, and Rick
said... No, the way that they have it listed here, they got the one postponed, and then they have it... It didn't... They have it now
so
already scheduled.
So they have to get 3 games in.
They already
one
have it
they
scheduled
played,
for Thursday.
So if in fact, they get rained out today, they could play 2 tomorrow, and they'd be all up to standards for playing game against Detroit.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Alrighty. Yankees trade left-handed pitcher Nick Ramirez to the Dodgers for cash. Bryce Harper, have yourself a day. Didn't have any hits. 0 for 11 entering yesterday. 3 hits, 3 home runs. Career best, 6
including
rubies.
A grand slam, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Grand slam, 9-4 win over the Reds. Josh Jung, told you about him yesterday, needs wrist surgery for the Rangers. He's out 6 weeks. Justin Hardy, Jets special team captain, Pro Bowler in 2022, signs with the Browns. Moving on. The Chiefs bring back Clyde Edwards-Helaire on a 1-year deal. Dave, I know you love him. You're a big fan.
I think he stinks.
All right. Voters in Jackson County, Missouri, which is where the Chiefs play. So they voted against a sales tax that would help pay for renovations to Arrowhead. And in that same bill was some tax information that would lend itself to a new downtown ballpark for the Royals, which failed, which creates an interesting scenario. For the Chiefs and the Royals.
Why, when these teams make so much money, billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars, why should the taxpayers have to fund these new stadiums?
Yep.
Well, you shouldn't, but they have.
Yeah, but
no,
this,
I know.
So this creates the scenario of now the Chiefs and the Royals saying they're going to, quote unquote, explore other options.
So they're going to threaten that, well, we could possibly move.
Can you imagine the Chiefs moving and during the stretch they're in right now?
To New York.
Wow.
New York. And they could become the Jets.
Well, no, you still have the Jets, and they'll be in
Jersey. Patrick Mahomes.
You got the two teams in Jersey, and then they put the Chiefs right in the city.
Right in New York City.
Right in New York City.
You'd jump on that bandwagon.
No.
No?
I think you'd have to think about it.
The New York Chiefs, so that's a nice name.
That'd be a much shorter tunnel, too, RJ.
That's
right
true.
And rest in peace to
the
this
owl.
Man, Joe Flaherty, the owl, and,
the owl.
And Joe Flaherty, the actor.
And Gilmore, you suck, you jackass.
Dies at 82.
So let's see how this played out, huh? You saved death for last again.
Right, but I feel like...
Who's the man who made us laugh? He's trying to explain. No, you saved death for last again.
Where else does it fit, though?
Where does death fit? Where does
death
fit?
Do you want to lead off with the death?
Like, it's kind of a...
Yeah, you lead with the death, or you sandwich the death.
You sandwich
it's
the death
like
so you can discuss the death.
Like, that's the definition of a compliment sandwich. Compliment, negative, compliment.
Yes.
Death sandwich.
I thought we would have a nice moment here.
No,
we talk about Joe Flaherty, Happy Gilmore. I thought it would be a nice... Lead off into break.
He was also the dad of Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, Freaks and Geeks and a legend in my mind. So rest in peace no matter what Dave said.
What a misstep by you.
I didn't say not to rest in peace.
This guy sucks.
I just said why
rest
do you have
in the
to,
middle of the segment.
Yeah, why do you have to save
that's
death
what,
for the end?
That's what I do. That's where it goes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it's
it
a
does.
Death sandwich for a reason.
Nope.
It's in the middle.
No, I don't want
it. It's the
no.
Well, how about you take a little advice from us? We're both telling you
I don't want to.
Tomorrow no. with death. Go start out like, oh, look, NBA, this happened, right?
Nope.
Rain out, we figure out the Mets situation, then death, then we get to something a little bit optimistic.
Nope, I don't think so. This is just how it has to be.
Take death right into the break.
Yeah.
This is how it has to be.
I don't like it, and Rick doesn't like it.
Nah, I'm going to stay with this format.
I'm going to stay with this order.
That's great. You done?
I guess.
In this solemn moment?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
Good.
The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere. Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
And we can end Stuff You Missed on this instead of the death. RJ, why don't you give us a closing now to Stuff You Missed?
Well, for that, we go to our Stuff You Missed correspondent, Raymond Santiago, on this.
No, it's no big deal. The Bronny thing that you were talking about,
yep.
Rick, he actually posted three separate photos, one in a Duke jersey, one in an Ohio State jersey, and one in a West Virginia jersey for some reason.
Which one does he look best in to you?
He looks good in the Duke one.
The Duke one is an action shot. The rest of them are just, you know, like photo. They look like photo shoots. It's all Photoshop.
Can we stop with West Virginia?
You know, do they even have a coach yet, West Virginia? I don't know. So I want to get to this Daniel Jeremiah thing in a moment, but the Yankees, Rodon's got to pitch well today, man. Mm-hmm. This is an important start for him. This is his last start before they come back home, and you know that if he goes into that start at home having not pitched great or poorly or whatever for two starts on the road, and the people are going to be going after the jugular regardless.
Well, not to mention the fact that it's the home opener, so they're going to announce the team.
And he's going to get booed as he runs out.
Well?
Yeah, go out there.
After what happened last season?
And you don't have to be great. Just pitch deep, like 5 2/3, 3 runs. You leave the game. Yankees leading 5-3. That's it. Just kind of satiate the masses. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, for now. For now.
Right. Of course. It'll change as the ante gets up. But for now, just kind of massage it, right? You don't have to be great. Just massage the situation a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, there are a lot of people that can't wait to boo him after what happened last season.
Well, he was brutal last season.
Yeah, right. He was hurt, then he was bad, and had some, you know, not-so-great interactions with Yankees fans. Right? A little combative.
Right. Now, there's a good baseball team. I don't think there's any two ways about
it.
The bullpen
team
is excellent. The lineup is really good. But run through the starters right now that you say, okay, you know what, Nestor, you can't say is really good. Rodon, you can't say is really good. Stroman, I think, is pretty good, right? Certainly, he's a better first-half pitcher. Schmidt looked good in his first outing, but do you really have a ton of confidence? Like, there are a lot of question marks with this rotation right now.
I think Clark Schmidt pitched really well for them last season.
He did.
And then, I mean, you're hoping that what you saw from Luis Gil as he's coming back from the Tommy John, I mean, he has electric stuff, right? Like, he's going to
really
get that
win,
but he was at his pitch count. No, but every guy now is going to be asked to do more because you don't have your horse. The best pitcher in baseball is not available for the next couple months. So Carlos Rodon has to step up and be the guy you're paying him to be.
I don't even know you're paying him to be.
Well, no,
he just
listen,
has to be pretty,
point,
pretty good.
No, at some point he's going to have to be. At some point he's going to have to be. Because you brought him in to be the guy that slots just behind Gerrit Cole. So when you eventually get to where you're trying to get to, there's going to be a level of expectation for how he performs. And if he doesn't, after what you saw, because again, this is a weird town like that. Once you make an impression, it's tough to get out from underneath that. It is.
It's very difficult.
It's happened to Julius Randle. Like, it happens. If your first impression is not a great one, and you're making the kind of money that he's making,
you're right.
It's going to be tough.
Now, here's the thing. We discussed this all. Well, Stanton, he's just... Can we just admit that Stanton's just not a... And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be honest. He's just not a very good baseball player anymore. So instead of when he goes 0-3 with 3 strikeouts, we sit here and we're, I can't believe it. Maybe you should believe it. Maybe the problem is that we continue to have these surprise days of, God, Stanton just doesn't look very good. He doesn't look very good because he's not very good.
Right, but that's not easy for people to wrap their minds around. right? It's like the same. It's the same argument we have when people used to call in, or people still call in, and they criticize ownership. Well, I mean, you're just yelling to yell because guess what? Ownership's not.
It's not changing.
He's not going anywhere.
Right?
Unless they want to eat a bunch of money, he's not going anywhere.
That's right. But instead of calling in and Stanton's such a problem, he says, "Well, you know what? You have to live with this now." Because the Yankees are not going to eat that contract.
All right. Okay. So you want to prove something to us then? Now you have real options. I get because of how much money you're paying him, the level of respect you have for him, like all those things. You want to give him a certain amount of time here to try to figure it out and see if it happens. But when push comes to shove, if he's not good and he's not helping out this lineup, you have better options. So take advantage of better options. Well, no, right now you do. You could put Grisham in center, Verdugo in left, and you can decide whether or not you want Judge or Soto DH-ing. If that's what you want to do.
I don't think they do it, though. I don't think they're going to move on from Stanton. I think he's going to be in the lineup 5 or 6 days a week because they're paying him that amount of money.
Well, that's not fair to the team or the Yankees fan.
Maybe so.
Because there's a lot of Yankees fans, I would say a majority of Yankees fans, that would have been happy if you just found a way to move on from Stanton.
I think most Yankee fans would feel
like
that.
So, I mean, you're trying to tell me you're all in. Be all in. We keep talking about how there seems to be a different sense of urgency with this team. Right, like you're going to keep guys in the lineup because they're playing well. Then
do you envision that though? Like, yeah. do you think we're going to start to move down the road and Stanton's going to get less and less playing time, and then become like an outsider looking in?
I think they've probably seen enough at this point.
I think they've seen enough, but I don't know that they're willing to just say, "All right, you know, we'll bench him and eat that money and not play him." Like, I think they know that he's not very good. I question whether they're willing to.
Well, right,
make
but
that
I
move.
Mean, there's a difference here, though. Like, you can still, like, use him for certain things. Like, he could still be a bat off your bench as opposed to just paying him to go away.
Right.
Like
they did with Cano.
Right, you spent the money.
Boone was asked last night, is anything wrong with Giancarlo Stanton?
No. I think he's healthy. The life is there. The juice is there. It's just a matter of getting him going. And even when G is at his very best, you know, sometimes the outs aren't always the prettiest. But as long as he's healthy and firing, and I feel like, you know, the bat speed and everything's where it needs to be, it's just about getting on time and not putting some of the pitches that, you know, when he is getting his good swing off, he can't miss it. We talk about that a lot.
That is such an excuse-laden answer to me. He's healthy.
No, he's going to play because of how much money we're paying him. And on top of the fact that when he does get, I mean, when he's streaky. And when he does, you know, get on one of those streaks.
And that'll happen, although that's happened less and less.
But there is, I mean, I would make the argument that he's right. Like, if we're, you know, putting together a list of ugliest outs in baseball, he's up at the top of that list. Some of the ugliest, most overmatched at-bats you see in baseball. From a guy who's won a National League MVP.
Yeah, but he was a different player. That's not the same guy.
But I even think you heard him. I mean, I don't know. It was the last time you heard Aaron Boone talk about how bad some of his outs look. I can't remember a time he's talked about how bad some of Giancarlo Stanton's outs look.
They do, but they're not even competitive at bats.
Because you can't hide it. It's not like you can't. What are you going to say if you're Aaron Boone? Like, people aren't stupid.
I know, but I don't know. RJ, you think at some point in the coming weeks that they start to lessen the amount that they played Giancarlo Stanton?
I don't think this early. It helps that they're winning. I think if things go sideways.
When Dominguez comes back.
Well,
but that's not right around the corner.
No, it's probably All-Star break. But how are you going to keep Dominguez off the roster?
Well, you can't.
If Stanton's batting. I mean, we have a long. How long now where he's batting 200-ish or less? Like 2 years?
He's just a bad baseball player now. That's the truth of it. I think he's a good guy.
No, like he's. I mean, and the other problem is he doesn't play in the outfield. He's not good defensively. So, I mean, this is. You're paying him to hit, and if he can't hit...
Have you ever seen anything like this, where a guy's just so physically massive that he's almost, like, unplayable because there's always this concern about getting injured?
I think part of the reason why he's always injured is because he's so physically
massive. Right, but it's like the whole thing is weird, though.
I think once you start to break down, I mean, as you get older, it doesn't get better.
He's not old, right?
No, but his body, I mean.
Right.
Like, I'm not old either. I'm young, but I feel like I feel like a 65-year-old.
No, I get that, but he's not your age.
He's 34.
But that's still...
Yeah,
no, that's to not be able to run the bases.
I retired at 33. I could barely move. I was getting my ankles drained.
You also played a position which was a lot more physical and athletic than him.
I get it, but I wasn't that big. Like, people need to understand that athletes today are bigger, stronger, faster. Your body is not supposed to be able to do what they do.
So with all these analytics and all these...
It's like driving a Bugatti at full speed. Guess what happens?
So
the tires burn off.
With all the time and money and doctors they invest, don't you think at some point these organizations would say, guys, we don't want that from you? Don't get that big
and
massive?
Well, no, it happened with us. I told you, like, when I first turned pro, it was like if you were over 10% body fat, you went to fat camp. Now it's like they want you at 13% because they realize, like, You need some fat. Like, you don't want to be too muscular. But these guys, you're paying them to hit home runs. Exit velo. Oh, how do I get more exit velo? Get stronger. How do I throw harder? Get stronger.
Right.
So if I throw 98 or 100 in my exit, or if I'm a hitter and my exit velo is one whatever, I'll get to the majors faster. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to get faster.
Right.
Push your body to the limits and your body can't handle
from
it.
This is the start of 2022, RJ. Is that right?
Yes.
From the start of 2022 to right now, what do you think Stanton's average is?
Ooh. Yeah, we're counting right now?
Right through where we are.
Buck 92.
200.
200. That's not good.
That's not good, no. Is what it's not.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You better prepare tonight. I know what you and Raymond have up your sleeves now.
Yeah, if we have the opportunity to prepare some tonight, we'll do that.
That's nice.
He sends me the sound.
Because Raymond's got the Knicks, his preferred job to prioritize.
It's Rangers tonight, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Rangers.
Yeah, who knows with you? As long as it's not us. In your mind.
Right. Whatever it is, that's not us is the better option.
That's rude.
Anything garden related.
You said it. You have just as much fun and you get treated with respect. So what are we supposed to think?
I get treated with respect.
Do you get free gum?
Do they bring you bagels every once in a while? Every couple times?
I eat well at the garden.
Oh, they give you the first overall pick of bananas? Bacon, egg, and cheeses?
You're getting quarterly bonuses at the garden.
That's a good point.
Excellent point.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
I can't say it. It would look very bad of me if I were to say what I truly want to say right now.
You want to take a shot at someone?
Not at someone.
Actually makes it worse that he doesn't say, because now I don't know what he's going to
do. Right, I'm uncertain as well. Well, answer this. Is it a shot at Rick or I?
No, you guys are gone.
Okay.
You're good.
So now you know we're safe.
All right. So remember earlier in the show, I was just talking about Aaron Judge getting... not getting the benefit of the doubt with the low strike.
Right, and that strike three looking last night, correct.
The shin-high strike. So these are the numbers for most strikes called against players in Major League Baseball that are over the plate but below the zone from 2017 to 2023.
All right.
Okay, pretty big sample size. Number one on that list?
Aaron Judge.
Right, 160. 160 times. Second on that list? You won't guess it, so I'll tell you. Josh Bell.
I was going to go with Josh Bell.
Okay. Try to guess the number. Judge 160.
74.
97.
Yeah, big difference.
Huge difference.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Listen, at what point do we go to the automated strike zone?
Well, yeah, but at what
point... That corrects all of it.
But at what point do you recognize, like, this is happening too much to this guy? He's huge. We need to adjust the strike zone.
I understand that. Like, but it's hard to adjust it. It comes in fast and
I understand that, but it's
close.
It's gotten to the point where, like, you'll see him sometimes. He'll pull his pants over his knee, above his knee, so you can actually see his knee.
Yeah. But if you had the automatic strike zone, this goes away. Right?
I'm not looking to take jobs from anybody.
But it doesn't take a job from anybody. You still need a home plate umpire.
I understand that, but I mean, you're kind of neutering them.
You don't think that that's down the road?
No, I do. I just don't. I mean, if I'm Aaron Judge and I pride myself on knowing the strike zone, and this has happened to me 160 times.
It's a lot.
Next closest guy is 87.
It's a huge 97.
97?
Dylan in Connecticut. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey guys, I just want to say, love the show. I think Stanton should be like Daryl Strawberry was in the ninth, not play every day. Especially when Dominguez gets back in the lineup. just rotate him every couple days?
It's a definite problem.
He feels like the kind of guy, or what we've seen, is like you hope he gets hot and then he stays hot and then he'll go into where he can't make contact. And that's kind of when you want to put him on the bench.
I guess my question would be, are we really going to get that version of hot anymore?
Well, listen, how long's the leash here?
I don't know. I mean, now probably longer than when Dominguez comes back.
Right, but now also because you're, I mean, 5-1.
And you're winning games, right? Joe, Connecticut. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
So, first off, before I make my point, I'm pretty sure Rick is a very, I don't know how closet it is, but he's a closet Yankee fan.
I don't think so.
You guys need to call him out more often.
No, I'm a huge baseball fan.
I don't think he's a Yankees fan.
Right.
I don't think he detests the Yankees like I do, but I don't think he's a Yankees fan.
I hate Yankees fans more than I hate the Yankees. Nearly as much as a Mets fan. He doesn't hate them as much as a Mets fan, I think, should.
But I would like to see the Yankees in the World Series.
Well, Joe, in fairness to me here for a second, how many Mets fans do you know have to watch every pitch of every Yankees game?
Right.
Right, so I have
to. Yeah, you're right. You're analyzing, so like part of it is the analyzing, and part of it is I feel like you tend to, lean, hey, even before you said, well, the Mets losing sucks, but at least the Yankees are winning. I mean, that's not analyzing. That's just being happy the Yankees are winning.
Yeah, I root for the Yankees to lose. Like, actively root for them to lose. I hate the Yankees.
Well, I prefer not to have all negativity all day, every day.
And it is nice to discuss some success in New York.
Probably a hint of jealousy.
I definitely have a hint of jealousy.
Right. I mean, a bad season for them is 82-80. Like, we have to go all in because 82-80 is
right.
Unacceptable.
We have the highest payroll in baseball. We have to sell off our pieces and are a brutal team.
And now we're paying the price for it.
All right. So Daniel Jeremiah has his big board. This is solely based on
talent,
not who needs what or where they should go or quarterbacks getting extra value, anything like that. Number one,
Caleb
Williams. Number two,
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Have you seen this?
No.
You're just that good?
Yeah.
Number three,
Malik Nabers.
No, Rome Odunze.
Oh, he's got Odunze ahead of him.
Yep. Number four,
I'll go Nabers.
That's right. So he has 2, 3, 4. Wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. 5, back to quarterback, Drake May. 6, stay at quarterback, Jaden Daniels. 7, might be there for you at 10.
Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers, number 7. 8, Joe Alt. 9, Terrion Arnold. Fuaga from Oregon State at 10. Let's see anybody else that's... now we have quarterbacks. This is interesting because now these quarterbacks are way down the list. J.J. McCarthy is 20. I can't even find Michael Penix on here.
I don't understand this. And you
Bo Nix is 29.
Right, you wonder why this is such a crapshoot, man. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Penix is 33.
It's like you'll ask people that are in the know about this stuff, I think you might ask the question before, why is J.J. McCarthy flying up the draft board? And they give you like this, well, maybe he's not flying up the draft board. You just don't know what the people inside the NFL know about him. And you got Daniel Jeremiah, who's supposed to be someone that's in the know what's going on in the NFL. He's got him rated, 20th?
McCarthy, 20th. And Tannenbaum loves him.
Loves him.
Loves him.
But we're the jackasses for asking the question because we're not in the know like they are. And then this guy who's in the know is like, no, 20th.
20, yeah. He's got your guy, Ladd McConkey, at 34. So... But you said it, and you're right. This is such a crapshoot. But think about it. You have quarterbacks that go 1, 2, 3 all the time, and they stink. And Tom Brady, 6th round, right? I mean, Mahomes didn't go that. I mean, he went 1st round, but he didn't go top 9.
No, but you go to a great situation.
Exactly.
Tell you that all the time.
Exactly. So we'll see. It's 3 weeks from tomorrow is the NFL draft. Raymond? What's happening? Raymond?
I was waiting for something else. All right.
Today's 3 stars.
Because usually you'll say, Raymond, 3 stars. Or Raymond.
Well, I thought maybe you would respond with it's a yes, and I would say 3 stars.
It's infliction.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
And Thursdays, it really, really,
really
creeps
really
out. Yeah.
Ramps up.
Number 3.
Learned the sad saga of Flacco the Owl today, and I did not know about it, but Central Park and... It's dangerous for the owls out there. I went down the rabbit hole in the articles, and the saddest thing that I saw is that Flacco probably spent the last few months of his life looking for a mate, of which there are none because there are no other owls around here. So it's kind of sad.
Do you dabble in the pigeon community? How does that work?
I think he eats pigeons.
Oh. Number 2.
Debuted a new segment today, Rules by Rothenberg. Last check on the Twitter machine, 1,471 votes. 68% enjoyed the segment.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Numbers going down.
But 60 is still a pretty good number. You have until tomorrow morning to get your vote in.
22 hours left.
Number one.
Did Dan Orlovsky fart on the air?
Both of those.
Or is it just a
there's no way.
Wet windshield wiper? I don't know. It seems kind of wet, like Dave's pants.
My pants are all wet?
Listen, Dave, the reason that could be is because of your diet, which I'm really troubled by at this point.
Or the rain. A little edible or smoke a little boubange?
I don't know. Maybe you need to go to a less dramatic diet that fluctuates a little bit less.
Switch it up a bit, fatty.
I don't think that's what that email was a reference to, but it's just funny.
You're a roller coaster.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Yeah. You should try being married to me. Yeah. It's rule.
I kind of am.
Yeah. It's rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg.
Carpe Omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
My pants are all wet.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.